FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
So, Christian Nielsen, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, needs to resign for implementing Trump policy on this. Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation joining us. Genevieve, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Doing well.
I'm glad to hear that. What do you think about that? I mean, I understand the left is going to differ from the administration on this, but to call for the DHS secretary to resign over administration policy is carrying this really too far.
Well, look, they think they've got a political football here that they can get some yardage with, and so she's running with it. I mean, you know, Nancy and company are all going down to the border, and they're holding these press conferences and posting photos, even photos that, as we now know, were actually taken during the Obama administration of kids behind fences and all this sort of thing. But the reality is, if she should be fired, then several Obama employees should have been fired. They should have gone off after the Ninth Circuit several years ago, the left-wing court out in California, who has made this law much more complicated. The president is only enforcing the law that is currently on the books. And he is absolutely right that the best way to change it, if we want to change the way we're dealing with the border situation, is to have Congress pass new legislation. I'm actually hopeful that they're actually going to be able to potentially even do some of that this week. Senator Cruz introduced legislation yesterday. Congressman Mark Meadows, North Carolina, introduced legislation yesterday. But the truth is, Democrats really don't want to pass anything.
No.
Because they want to just keep a crisis, or what they say is a crisis, going because they think it helps them politically.
Well, I hope people understand that. Let's go to Cut 24 here real quick. Chuck Schumer from the floor of the Senate yesterday.
There are so many obstacles to legislation. And when the president can do it with his own pen, it makes no sense. Ryan, the president signing it, attaching it to things that are unacceptable. Legislation is not the way to go here when it's so easy for the president to sign it. It's an excuse.
Sounds like he's encouraging executive orders with a pen and a phone.
That's what they're used to, though, right? This is so typical. The Democrats, even when they were in charge, when they had Congress and President Obama was in the White House, the first 2 years of his administration, did absolutely nada, zero on immigration, even though they had all talked about it, they'd run on it, they did nothing. So they don't want to, and they certainly don't want to do anything now. So that's just, you know, this is the way that they operate. And they don't, because if they vote, then they have to be accountable. See, if they don't have to vote or discuss any legislation, then they can tell voters, it's not our fault, it's the other guy's. No, they absolutely can deal with this. And this is why I'm encouraged. Senator Cruz, Congressman Meadows, and I believe Congressman Goodlatte, others have introduced it as well. You can have standalone legislation that doesn't talk about any other aspects of immigration, but specifically deals with this issue of children and parents coming into the country and how we deal with families as a unit. They can pass legislation specifically dealing with that. It doesn't seem to me that ought to be that hard. They can all, because they're also outraged about it, seems like it ought to pass easily. Both houses, president could sign it this week. He's in town. He's not on some trip. There's no reason they can't do it beyond they want to keep the issue alive politically.
It strikes me that what the Democrats have banked on here is that by doing nothing on immigration, period, by refusing to cooperate, even when the president was willing to give away the farm to him on DACA, they must think that's a winning issue at the ballot box in November.
Well, they certainly, it whips up their base, Mark. I mean, that's the truth. It does whip up their base. But at the same time, and I think it's one reason you're probably not going to see movement in these larger immigration bills that the president went up to the Hill last night and talked to House members about. I don't think you're going to see those go through because the conservative base has said, we are not interested in amnesty. And both of the larger immigration bills, even the one that you would consider the more conservative bill, still has amnesty in it for at least 700,000 people. If they want to pass that going into an election season, I would suggest not if you want to depress the conservative turnout. But you can do something which most Americans care more about, and that is, how are we dealing with families that are coming into the country? And I don't mean just that we're separating children from the families. Many people while they don't like those pictures, they also don't like the fact that people are just coming across our borders illegally.
Right.
And if we can pass legislation that says we're going to send more people down there to deal with these immigration courts, we're going to send more judges, we're going to make it faster for them to turn around these cases, and if people don't have a reason for asylum, which the vast majority of people are coming across do not have, we can more quickly turn them around and send them back to their country of origin as a family unit. If we can do things like that, that's what I think more Americans are concerned with than the larger immigration bills that, are currently being proposed.
Yeah, and the bigger issue here is criminal justice reform in America. And I know it plays into this because effectively what the policy that wasn't enforced by previous administrations was to just ignore the law. And if somebody came in with a family, don't separate them, slap them on the wrist, give them a future court date, and ship them off into the center of America somewhere where you're never going to hear from them again. It was just sort of a look-the-other-way policy.
That's right. Most of them never show up for those court hearings.
Yeah.
You know, you're exactly right about that. I mean, this was going on. You know, I know the former First Lady, Laura Bush, sent out a letter saying how terrible all this was. Well, under her husband, we had these same laws. Just some of the difference was he wasn't enforcing all of them to the extent that the President Trump did. But President Trump ran on securing the border. And the only way you're going to do that is if you actually apprehend people who are trying to cross it illegally and you don't just let them, as you rightly pointed out, free into the interior of the country with a notice saying, yeah, show up for court in 1 year or 6 months or whatever the date happens to be because our current system is so backlogged with cases, when we know they're never going to show up. I mean, when people will say, well, how do we end up with at least 11 million people here illegally? That's one of the ways. You've been letting folks in and telling them, oh, yeah, you came here illegally, so you're already willing to break the law, and we really expect you to voluntarily show up for a court hearing a year from now, when you know chances are if you don't, nobody's ever going to come find you. I mean, it's ludicrousy the way we've been operating. That's what the administration has been trying to stop. And I think in the long run, they're actually going to get credit for it from voters.
Yeah, Genevieve Wood is our guest from the Heritage Foundation, at Genevieve Wood on Twitter. You can also follow them at Heritage or go to heritage.org. Here's the thing. The left wants to pretend that this Walmart supercenter that existed down there where these kids are being housed just got created 2 weeks ago. It's been there for years.
Right.
It was there under Obama. It's not like it wasn't real. Now, the reason I bring that up is that part of what's going on here is the left wants to shut down free speech that they disagree with. They don't really want the truth to get out. The Daily Signal today has this article about David Hogg. He's the kid who's been the most vocal of the Parkland school shooting survivors. He just came through St. Louis this past weekend, in fact. He's now demanding another boycott against Laura Ingraham because she dared to refer to one of these centers as a summer camp experience for these kids. He wants a boycott against Laura Ingraham. He was successful. He wasn't successful the first time, but he made some ground the first time simply because he disagrees with how she referred to one of these migrant holding centers.
Well, look, he's moved on to a new issue, apparently, right? So, because now gun control is not the issue du jour, he's not in the news. He's got to find a way. How do I leap on to another issue set here? I think that's what this is primarily about. But she has every right as a opinion commentator to share her opinion. And she was making the point that while the left is out there pretending that these are terrible places that children are being asked to stay, she's making the point, no, they're being housed, they're being fed, they're not being housed in a bad place, it's air conditioned, they're being given good food, they're being given medical care, and apparently there's entertainment provided for them as well. So, I mean, she has, I would say, not just a right, but as somebody with a public platform, she has a responsibility to tell the truth as what she thinks it is and as the way people are being treated on the border, which I think is what she's doing. But look, if you're David Hogg and you're on the left, and you're wanting to use this issue to try to ramp up your base and get people thinking the wrong things about what's actually going on, you have to go after people telling the truth and try to demagogue them.
Yeah,
he's done that on the gun issue. Now he's going to try to do it on this one. But again, I think that eventually it becomes tiresome.
I would. It's already tiresome for me. I hope people would see that through that stuff. I got a brief period of time left here, Genevieve, but where do you think this ends? Do you think that Trump folds on this, or do you think they're going to reach some sort of compromise on border security?
What I hope happens, and I think it's trending this way, that if they do anything, it will be passing legislation that specifically deals with how do we handle the families coming across the border, keeping them together, but turning them around more quickly in terms of being sent back home. I think it's very narrow legislation focused on that issue, not on the DACA folks, the Dreamers, and all the other stuff. I think that gets passed, but not the larger pieces.
Yeah, and it's. I hope you're right.
I think we'll know this week. We'll know this week.
It's a great point. Genevieve, listen, have a great week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Heritage.org, at Genevieve Wood, DailySignal.com is the website where you can go read this unbelievable story about this hog kid sticking his nose in the immigration debate now because he thinks people care about his opinion. That's it. That's what it comes down to. He apparently she's right. The other thing is kind of lost steam on guns. Even though we have an author coming up, we're going to talk about that with Mark Smith, an author in just a few minutes, who's put out a book called Duped, How the Anti-Gun Lobby is Exploiting These Parkland School Shooting Survivors. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just about 8 or 9 minutes or so. So I hope that I hope you can stick around for that, because I think that's an important thing for us to talk about. They were through here on Sunday. They had drew a fairly small crowd. I think people are starting to see through it. But what's going on at the border? I referenced it with Genevieve there, but it's about not enforcing laws that we don't like. That's what liberals want to do in this country. And when the law is enforced, they don't like it. When people are pulled over, like Anthony Lamar Smith ends up getting stopped at a high-speed chase after a heroin deal gone bad, and he ends up losing his life, people didn't like the fact that, well, why were the police pursuing him to begin with? It was dangerous. They don't want laws enforced by the people we've charged with enforcing them. You know what it brought to mind for me earlier? Remember Chris Rock?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. Listen.
If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints.
It's true. If you don't want your kids separated from you, don't drive drunk. There are a variety of ways you can prevent that from happening. If you know that coming to the United States with your kids and not coming through a port of entry might result in your kids being separated from you, then that's your opportunity cost. You can make the decision that either this is worth it to me or it's not. I'd rather have my kids sleep in an air-conditioned Walmart than in the desert. If that's your decision, that's fine. But at the risk of stealing Rock's material, let me bring up to you a few ways you can avoid being separated from your children, right? We all have these choices every day. Mm-hmm. Number one, don't get arrested. Right? I know that seems kind of simple, but every day across America, millions of idiots get arrested. Some of them aren't idiots, but some of them do idiotic things. Here are some other things you can do to avoid getting arrested. Don't drink and drive. Don't break into somebody else's house. Now, this goes not just for your neighbor, but also for your neighboring country. Think about that. Boom. Top of your head blew off. Here's some additional things you can do to avoid being arrested and therefore separated from your children. Don't cheat on your taxes. Don't shoplift. Don't assault someone, especially a law enforcement officer. Don't run a Ponzi scheme. Don't try to sell heroin and then run from the police. Don't run from the police. Don't take things that don't belong to you. Think of this as a public service message brought to you by your friendly local broadcaster. This is a message that should be broadcast into Guatemala and Central America and Mexico. If you don't want to have your kids taken away from you, don't try to break in to my house. That's the message here. It's really not that difficult. It's not a matter of being a hard-hearted SOB who wants to terrorize children, because that's not what's going on at the southern border. This is called law enforcement. And if you don't like it, there are ways you can avoid it.